Com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
In the second hour, we typically talk about resource issues, hard asset investing, I think is a better way to put it. And I have a real expert on the line with me right now helping me start out this second hour, Lawrence Ralston. Lawrence has been involved in the resource industry first as a geologist, a company executive, and now is a very, very well-known newsletter writer for probably the past 30 years or thereabouts. This guy spends more time traveling around the world than almost anybody I know, and I'm not sure at this point that I envy him, but you know what? Because of his experience, because of his travels, he really is one of my go-to guys in terms of getting information on what's happening in the industry around the world. Lawrence, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Alan. Thanks very much for the kind words.
Hey, you just got back from Guyana, okay? And there are some very, very interesting things going on down there. I know that one of our associates, Carter Smith, went down and shot some video. That video will be available for viewing shortly. But well, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but are you pretty optimistic about what's going on down there? And secondly, what is going on down there from your perspective?
Well, it's very exciting what's happening in Guyana. You know, for a long time, it was well known that there's a lot of gold in the ground in Guyana. But when exploration started in that region in the 70s and into the 1980s, it was a lot easier to get into the region via Venezuela. There was better infrastructure, you know, the roads and everything else were much better developed in Venezuela, and it was a better political situation there at that time. So the exploration companies all went into Venezuela. The net result is, over a couple of decades, they found more than 100 million ounces of gold, three deposits with more than 20 million ounces. And Guyana was pretty much ignored. At that time, that political situation wasn't very good, and it wasn't until a few years back where they got a much more favorable government that is now gone, you know, complete turnaround in the political situation there, that the government is very supportive of mining, very supportive of international investment, and finally the country is beginning to open up. Now, that enormous geological potential that's seen in Venezuela continues across the border. You know, the geology doesn't stop at the line on the map, and it's only beginning to see modern exploration. And one of the truly exciting stories there, which really demonstrates the potential. There was a private company, it was actually American interests, that were backing a small private mining operation that was processing the gravels at surface in Guyana. They got down to the hard rock, and they realized that the gold continued right into the hard rock. They drilled a few holes. And the reason that this story is so interesting is because in a lot of cases where they mine the surface gravel, the gravel's being transported. And, for example, you know, the great gold rush in the Yukon and Alaska, that gold had traveled for, you know, tens of miles to where it was finally mined. And yet in Guyana, the sand spring situation, they found that the gold was actually originated right beneath the gravels. It was just a weathering of the gravels, not a transport. They drilled a few holes into it. They outlined 2 million ounces of gold. They went public in November a year ago. And raised some money, went down and did the first serious exploration program. Within a year, they've outlined more than 6 million ounces, with still lots of room to grow. Now, other companies there are starting with that same kind of situation. They've got, you know, mining in the gravels on surface, high probability or a lot of indicators that the gold was originated from hard rock directly below, and they're now drilling into the hard rock under the gravels and coming up with very, very encouraging results. From an industrial perspective, most people don't even know where Guyana is, let alone have any indication of the geological potential of the country. And those few that know anything about it still have that, you know, decade-old notion of an unfavorable political environment. But the situation is turning around very, very quickly, and there's tremendous potential there for those companies that are in early and locking up this favorable ground.
Well, let's talk about what's going on down there right now. It's, the perception is, you know, you talk about Venezuela and people getting, you know, hold up crosses. I mean, you know, in front of you, because, you know, they think you're talking about something evil, et cetera, et cetera. And that could be in the case of Venezuela, but let's talk about the safety of investment in Guyana.
Well, you know, I spent several days there. I toured around. I met with the executives and the local staff of four different exploration companies.
Mm-hmm.
But more to the point, I met with some well-established local business people.
Mm-hmm.
And also had a face-to-face meeting with the Prime Minister of the country. And at the end of all that and doing other due diligence, I came away feeling very comfortable with Guyana as a place to be investing. The government went through decades of a socialist kind of approach. It didn't work. They realized, as they put it, they tried the socialist experiment, it didn't work, and we're moving on. They're now very supportive of bringing foreign investment in. The government is democratically elected. It's very popular. The country is beginning to function after, a long period where it wasn't that great a place to live. It's now moving fairly quickly to becoming a modern functioning democracy. And for all of those reasons, I feel very comfortable about investing in Guyana.
Give me some examples, or give our listeners, I guess I should say, some examples of some of the companies that you took a look at down there.
Well, the one that I alluded to a moment ago, Sandspring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they, as I said, they went public in November of 2009. And at that time, they struggled to raise a small amount of financing at 50 cents a share,
mm-hmm.
even though they already had a 2 million ounce resource. Just an indicator of the level of skepticism with regard to Guyana as a country. And a year later, they went back to the market. They raised money at, I can't remember what the price was, more like $3, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And a $50 million financing was oversubscribed in a couple of days.
Yeah.
So the investors are waking up. Now, still, Sandspring is way undervalued in terms of value per ounce of gold in the ground compared to comparable companies. And you know, a great deal of that is already at the measured and indicated category. So Sandspring offers still tremendous upside potential from this level based on growth in the size of its resource and still outstanding potential. So Sandspring is still drilling away. They're pushing up the limits of the deposit. They're upgrading it. They're working toward a feasibility study. And in addition to just expanding the target that they started working on, there's a number of other targets on a very large property position. So a lot of upside potential remaining for Sandspring. And I talk about Sandspring as an example of the kind of story that some of the more early stage companies involved in the Guyana Shield can demonstrate, given a little bit of time and a little bit of luck going with them. But certainly, it looks like the other situations that we're following in Guyana are very similar to Sandspring, in that there's indications of gold in the gravels and a lot of indication that the gold has been derived locally, that is directly beneath where they're currently mining. So there's huge potential there.
I want to say one thing that I think is really important here. It's really important because of the philosophy of this particular program. Number one, don't construe what Lawrence and I are talking about here as being investment advice, because it's not. Neither one of us are registered investment advisors. In the interest of full disclosure, I also want to say that Sandspring, it is a company that I do not own shares in, not because I don't want to, not because I think there's anything wrong with the company, but simply because I just at this point in time don't have an equity interest in the company. I think it is an intriguing company. Lawrence, how about yourself?
I do have an equity interest in Sandspring and several other companies involved in Guyana.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the reason we bring this up every time we talk about companies is because I really want listeners to be aware that we do put our money where our mouths are. I mean, we only discuss companies that we think are worthwhile. And again, don't construe it as investment advice. It's not. We're just telling you about what we are doing here. Okay, Big Al's going to be right back with Dr. Greg Myers, the president of Casa Gold. Stick around. We'll
gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
I am chatting right now with Greg Myers. Let me be perfectly accurate here. Dr. Greg Myers. Greg has a PhD and an MSc, received his MSc in geology from the University of Alaska back in 81, a PhD in geology from Washington State University in 1993. Today, he is the president of a company called Kazza Gold Corporation. Kazza Gold came out with a press release that I think is very, very worth talking about. But before we do that, Greg, do me a favor. flavor, give our listeners an overview on what CASA Gold is all about.
CASA Gold is a new gold exploration company, and our corporate goal is to find and develop high-quality gold projects. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at high-grade and bulk mineable low-grade targets with the idea that we want to advance them quickly and bring them to production.
And you're working right now primarily in Mexico, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, our two main projects are in Mexico, but we also just made a major acquisition in Nicaragua, and we have high hopes for what will be developing down there.
Nicaragua is getting an awful lot of play right now within the resource sector. I'd like you to make one comment on that, and the comment is from political stability, et cetera, standpoint. Obviously, you just, completed an acquisition in Nicaragua, so you're very comfortable there. Tell our listeners why, okay?
Nicaragua looks like it's actually an excellent place to be working. B2 Gold has been down there and been expanding their operations. They're in operation in two mines and have several projects that they're trying to advance to production as well.
Mm-hmm.
So from their standpoint, it's an excellent place to invest. It's a newly opened up to mining exploration. So you've got these tremendous gold belts in El Salvador and Honduras and Costa Rica that come up to the border with Nicaragua, and they end. The rocks are the same. Everything's the same, but there's no exploration. So we look at this as being a wide open opportunity to come in and explore. The government needs investment. They've opened up. Their mining laws have been revised to where they're North American standards. So we see it as a good place to come in with good support from the government.
Sure.
The local people are looking for jobs. And if you approach them in the right way and coordinate with them, they're good people to work around.
By the way, I agree with you completely, and I've spoken with other people in our industry about Nicaragua. I just wanted to hear it from your viewpoint, so our listeners would be aware that that is a very, very much of an okay place to be. Okay, now getting over to Mexico, on your Morris property, you just came out with a press release on January 11th where you talked about how the Mexican gold target doubled in size as a result of your work. Elaborate on that for me, if you would, Greg.
The Morris property itself is a really large concession area, and within that area, we have three main targets that we're pursuing. The Baeza Cienega zone is the one that we're working on first because it looks like it has tremendous potential.
Mm-hmm.
This press release is talking about that project. What we had, Hochschild and X-Men Resources were the previous operators there. And they had collected a couple hundred samples and had identified an interesting zone of gold mineralization. During November and December and currently, we have a large mapping and sampling program going, and we just received our first 150 sample results in December.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been evaluating those, and we've essentially from surface samples have doubled the surface area of the gold anomaly that runs right around a gram gold. We find that very exciting because we've also identified that there's a specific type of alteration called potassic alteration, which is closely associated with gold deposits around the world, a very strong soil anomaly of potassic alteration. So all of a sudden, this zone of high-priority target has gotten to where it's about 1,200 meters long by 400 meters wide. So very, very interesting area.
Now, I want to go to an issue when we talk about Mexico, and I ask every single person who I know in the industry about this question, so don't think that you're getting signaled out. My wife and I have been to Mexico numerous times of late being defined as the last 2 or 3 years. We, quite frankly, are very comfortable down there. Some of the press coming out of Mexico, however, would lead people to think that it's probably not, it could be, I guess I should say, not the best place to be in terms of the mining industry. I want you to comment on that, but before we do, I want to make a comment, and that is, chatting with a colleague of mine, our CPA, who I think is one of the brightest guys in the world, about this particular subject. His comment, and this is coming from a very, very mainstream liberal American, okay, his comment is, you know what, I personally think, and this is quoting him, that it's more dangerous in the United States than it is down there. And, you know, and he pointed to what happened down in Arizona of late. That had nothing to do with any kind of immigration issues or whatever, and everything to do with just a guy who was crazy. You know, there are other instances in our country right now that are, you know, that I think if you take them out of context, perhaps, would make people not want to visit the United States. To an extent, I think that's happening down in Mexico. I think, quite frankly, Mexico's a pretty damn safe place to be. But what does Greg Meyer say about that?
Well, I agree with you. In the areas where we're working, things go on, and they happen away from where we are and away from communities, and they're very focused. It's generally violent acts happening between specific groups. And what we see traveling around and working in areas, we maintain a very high visibility. Everyone knows who we are. We hire locally. Our trucks are easily identified as mining exploration trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows who we are. And we find that's the best policy.
Well, of course it's the best policy. You know, they've got issues down there. There's no question about that. You really have to put it into context. I've got friends who basically spend 5-6 months a year down there. We get these dramatic headlines coming in the United States, and I'll ask all of my friends and colleagues, I mean, how do you feel about this guy? You know, you read the latest news that comes across on the wires, and you think, boy, it's just totally a disaster down there. And that is absolutely 100% not the case. In my opinion, you guys, you know, Casa Gold is contributing significantly to society in Mexico in terms of what you're doing, in terms of the employment that you're providing, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that's very, very important to realize. Okay, and one other thing that's very important to realize is what Greg and I are saying right now is not to be construed as investment advice. I happen to be an investor in Casa Gold. I buy and sell the stock. I'm very focused when it comes to telling listeners this because I do not want you to think that Greg and I are telling you what you need to do. You need to simply look at companies if you have interest in this sector. If you want more information on them, in the case of Casa Gold, click on the banner on our website. You can get all the information you want. You make your own decisions. Dr. Myers, thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you, Al.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
New year,
new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World, WHEY.com.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, we're going to wrap up the show, the last two segments, and we're going to talk about an area that I have spoken about before many, many times on this program, but I tell you, I just get more and more intrigued with it, and that is the segment of the resource industry that's comprised of those companies involved in the exploration, development, and production of rare earth elements. And look at it from two standpoints. First of all, we're going to look at it from the standpoint of an investor. And then secondly, in the next segment, we're going to look at it from the standpoint of an analyst, investor being Jeff Phillips, who's on with me right now. And then in the next segment, John Kaiser, very, very well-known analyst, is going to discuss his perception from an analytical standpoint as to why this particular sector is so important. Jeff, I have to tell you, I think that for investors, anyone who overlooks the rare earth element sector is absolutely crazy. I think because of what's going on politically in the world, it's the perfect storm for these companies with the news that continues to come out of mainland China regarding their curtailment, perhaps, of exports of rare earths, etc. You know, companies that are located outside of mainland China are going to do really, really well over the next, I would say, 10, 15 years. What are your comments?
Yeah, well, it's a lot of comments there. I think, you know, China is, you know, there's different news reports on what China's doing, and different people speculate. My belief is China realizes their demand's growing for rare earths. They produce, you know, 95%+ of all rare earths that are used in the world. They consume about 60% of that production themselves. That amount of consumption is going up in China. They've also been able to corner the market by being the only producer of rare earths by lax environmental standards. Mm-hmm. You know, there's illegal smuggling of rare earths out of China. So they're cracking down on all this. So you have a twofold thing. One, China is cutting back their production quotas to for the rest of the world outside of China because they know they need more of their production. And two is they're also cutting back on the smuggling operations and illegal mining that's going on there that's ruining the environment and their water supply and the surrounding farmland. And there's a number of these small rare earth non-permitted, type of operations. So I think China, you know, again, I think a lot of, you know, when I got into this space, as you know, that was 2-3 years ago, and I still believe there's a ton of upside in the rare earth stocks, but you've got to be very careful on what you're getting involved in at this point, because when I got into this space, there was a total of 6 publicly listed companies in Canada and Australia, 6 total, that were rare earth companies. Now there's 200 plus, and I probably see 2 new companies a week that claim they have a rare earth property. Most of these things are just going to be your typical junior market type situation where, you know, they could double and triple. And again, I don't, you know, but at the end of the day, they're not going to be an answer to the supply-demand problem. There's going to be 4 or 5 companies outside of China that are going to have an opportunity to put their mines into production and solve a problem for many of the manufacturers and countries that want to have a secure supply of these rare earths. So I think it's very exciting, but you need to choose very carefully.
Well, of course, you need to choose very carefully. You know, and you and I have talked about our favorite rare earth company, rare element company, in the past, and that's Rare Element Resources, which is a company that, in the interest of full disclosure, I got to tell you, I'm an investor in it. I own stock in it. I trade stock in it. So I am very, very, very biased. You know, as Bob Moriarty says, I'm highly biased. You know, I put my money where my mouth is in this. Rare Element also is a sponsor on our website. What does that mean? That means that you can click on their banner and get any information, any and all information that you want on the company there. But listen, don't construe what Jeff and I are saying. Whenever I talk about Rare Elements, don't construe or anything. For God's sakes, don't construe that as investment advice because it's not. I'm just telling you about what I happen to be very, very interested in. You know, I think that when you talk about separating the wheat from the chaff in this particular sector, that is really, really important. You know, Jeff, it brings to mind about how about 4 or 5 years ago, you know, the really hot commodity, so to speak, was uranium. And all of a sudden, you know, you went from 2 or 3 or 4 or 5, you know, serious companies in that sector to over 300. And I got to tell you, a lot of those 300 companies, you know, if you ask the president of the company what's the symbol for uranium, and they couldn't tell you.
Yeah, and that's very similar to the rare earth sector in the sense that most of these companies, you know, again, there's only a handful of people that that actually understand rare earths outside of China. There's a couple thousand PhDs in China that have been working on it for 20 years, which again leads me to believe that China probably knows more about future uses of rare earths than anybody else.
Sure.
And I think that factors into them knowing that they're going to need more. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, it sort of reminds me of cobalt in the 70s, Al.
Right.
I mean, cobalt, you know, GM, for an example, had lots of uses for cobalt in cars, but they didn't commercialize those uses for one main reason. There wasn't a big enough cobalt supply. Once some of the cobalt production and discoveries were made in Africa, you saw a lot more commercialization of products that used cobalt.
Sure.
I think China knows that there's a lot of things that the rare earths are going to be used for, you know, and I think that, so, you know, you have these companies that have done well, they're the leaders in the space, and, you know, the two larger companies are Molycorp and Lynas. You know, everybody takes it as a foregone conclusion that they'll have no problems getting into production, which isn't true also, but I do believe they will both reach production here in the next several years. And then you have, you know, maybe half a dozen to, you know, maybe a dozen, you know, closer to half dozen companies that actually have a shot to be the 3 and 4 and 5 mines that are producing these. And, you know, and you will, you know, it's going to be a rare earths are going to, you're totally correct. Rare earths are going to be a very topical thing to talk about for the next 10 or 15 years.
But let's talk about the uses right now. I'm going to get into this with John Kaiser in the next segment, perhaps, you know, certainly in more depth, but let's talk about some of the uses. I mean, it's just amazing how dependent society today is on these, you know, on these assets.
Yeah, John's going to be a better to talk to you about all the different uses for the individual elements. I mean, you know, there's the canned responses that they're used in, you know, all types of green technologies from, you know, wind turbines and the new generation of windmills, or not really windmills, wind power centers and the motors. You've got the, you know, obviously everybody knows about the, you know, the nickel hydride batteries that are used in the Toyota Prius and other cars, and
sure,
these use lanthanum and neodymium. What a lot of people always focus on is the batteries. The fact is all of cars, even non-hybrid cars, are having smaller and smaller motors, whether it be for the power windows or other small motors in the car. And those are all based on neodymium, which is a rare earth, you know, and the need for that to make those magnets smaller and smaller to, you know, decrease weight and size of those motors. And, you know, rare earths are used as a catalyst in the oil service industry. They're, you know, cerium's used as a glass polishing and coloring thing. Europium's used in your TV sets. I mean, you know, John will be much better to go into all of that stuff with you. You know, but, you know, you might want to ask John, too, you know, what are the technologies that are out there? You know, there's magnetic refrigeration, which is not, you know, again, is not something that's been commercialized, but should that be commercialized, it's a major user of rare earths. And it could reduce the power consumption and the pollution from everything from refrigerators to heating and air conditioners at homes and businesses. And, you know, my belief is that that will get commercialized at some point, but it's sure as heck not going to get commercialized until there's a big enough supply to provide the raw material that makes that work. There's no point.
You know, I want to kind of leave listeners, how do you kind of, no, I want to leave listeners with this thought going into the next segment. It's very, very interesting to me that the environmentalists so often in the past have been really, really down on the mining industry. I mean, the New York Times, you know, did a three segment editorial on that a number of years ago. Well, today, as a direct result of environmental issues today are being solved by the particular sector that you and I are talking about. Jeff, thanks so much for your time, buddy.
Thanks for having me, Al.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here to wrap up the show with my friend John Kaiser. John is considered to be within the resource community probably the ultimate authority on rare elements. I wanted to get John's perspective from an analyst standpoint as to what this sector is all about. As listeners are aware, I am very, very enthusiastic and excited about investing in rare element related companies. My wife and I have done that over the past 2 or 3 years, and we're pretty comfortable. I see a real opportunity here for investors. John, from your standpoint, with all the study that you've done, with all of your background in the resource industry, why do you feel that rare elements are an important sector, number one? And number two, what should investors be aware of in this arena?
Well, the rare earths, and we're talking about rare earths as opposed to the general group of other minor metals, which are also becoming increasingly important. Rare earths are important because they have unusual magnetic and luminescent properties, which allow them to bestow functionalities on all sorts of technologies. And we've seen demand grow significantly in the last 15 years due to innovation and due to policy changes. And in innovation, of course, we can think of things like the iPad and the iPhone and all these various display technologies and the miniaturization that we've seen. We've seen it in magnet technology, super magnets making everything smaller, our computer hard drives and so on. And also within the military, there are very extreme applications that have emerged that they don't tell us much about. But the other big change is policy-driven. It is the emergence of desire to switch from a fossil fuel combustion to a less polluting form of energy, and also one which reduces dependency on oil imports from unstable parts of the world. So all of this has driven demand up, and the supply has been basically subsidized for the last 20 years by China, which ended up with 95% of global supply. And they did this by not really regulating the industry, allowing very polluting operations to exist. And this has all started to change in the last few years. And since July last year, I tracked two composites of the 10 key rare earths. One is for the Chinese prices, and the other is for what we outside of China have to pay. And this has diverged. It was tracked itself pretty close for the last 10 years at around 3,000. It's slightly higher than 3,000 for the Chinese prices. It's now at 11,000 for the
FOB Western prices. And the big debate now is, what is the new reality? Is it way up there, in which case a lot of these junior companies are undervalued, or is it way back down where the Chinese domestic prices exist right now? And if it's way down there, well, then these stocks are, as the critics will say, overpriced. But China is cutting back on its supply because it wants control of this industry. It wants rid of the illegal production and polluting production, and it wants to conserve its internal resources. So there's a window here to bring new supply on stream over the next 5 years, which takes care of this problem for the next 50 years.
And how do you think this is all going to shake out? Are you of a mind that a lot of these stocks are overpriced right now, or do you think that they've just begun an upward climb?
I think the biggest gains have been made, you know, the 1,000% type gains. What we're looking at now are probably maybe 100% to 400% type gains. I think we're going to see a consolidation, you know, a merger and acquisitions round start this year, because it takes, you know, 4 to 6 years to put a new deposit into production, and it has to be done properly. And right now it's all being controlled by the juniors, who are doing a pretty good job getting everything together. But the end users, for whom this is critical, and they have huge opportunity cost on the line. You know, for example, the fluid cracking catalyst producers that use lanthanum. America's refining of crude oil, if they didn't have these lanthanum-based fluid cracking catalysts, that would result in a 7% efficiency loss, which, based on current oil prices and consumption in the United States, is $28 billion of lost value, all from what is perhaps $100 to $300 million worth of fluid cracking catalysts. So there is an urgency to making sure this ends up being done, and I suspect a number of the key junior companies will disappear, and you could even see something like Molycorp, which the shorts are all over right now, ending up being swallowed by a General Electric, but not until Molycorp itself has perhaps acquired some of the other key companies needed to provide full spectrum rare earth supply, and then General Electric can make sure that the United States as a military defense contractors can get what they need for their stuff, but they can also make sure that all the other aspects of industry can get their rare earth inputs.
John, if you were to pick, I'm going to say prior to your answering this question, folks out there, don't construe this as being investment advice, because it is not. Big Al is not a registered investment advisor, but if you were to pick, let's say, five companies in this particular segment of the resource industry that you think are interesting, what would those companies be and why?
Well, obviously, Molycorp is the rare earth company. They're putting Mountain Pass back into production. They are acquiring the downstream component manufacturing parts of the supply chain. So they have the potential to grow bigger and bigger. And they will. They're not just a mining company. They're going to be a clean technology producer, such as their water filter, which could have significant impacts on the way water gets recycled around the world. Another one that I think has been overlooked is Quest Rare Minerals with its Strange Lake deposits. This deposit is very large. It's got all the rare earths that we need. It could conceivably operate for 100 years. Another one the Europeans are going to be very interested in is Tasman Metals, and it's a lower-grade version of Strange Lake, but it is in Sweden, not far from infrastructure. In fact, you can drive to it in the middle of winter. And they have just produced a resource estimate, working on a PEA, and that's one that could be the solution to Europe's problem. Another one that's perhaps a smaller version is Matimac, and it also has the heavy rare earths that everybody desires, and that is in Quebec. So that might be one that a company such as Neo Material, which right now is stuck completely dependent on Chinese rare earth supply, they might end up taking over something like this if its plans in Brazil with the Pitinga tailings do not work out.
Give me a couple more.
You want a couple more? Well, the most advanced of the Canadian ones is Avalon, and it has completed a pre-feasibility study, and it does not have as much potential upside at this stage as some of these other ones, such as Tasman and Quest, but it has done all the work needed for everybody to say, okay, here are all the warts, here are the virtues. And this is one where we could see the Japanese take a major step and say, okay, we need to help with this $900 million CapEx funding. Because that's the part that the juniors cannot do. They cannot put up the $500 to $1 billion needed to put this into production. And I think the end users have to step up to the plate and assure their upstream supply by making the necessary investments. And we're starting to see this happen on a small scale. We're seeing like with Linus, which is the big Australian one, where that's putting Mount Weld into production. And that's the big one right now. They believe they're going to be in production by the end of this year. They're doing it with a mineral that has never been commercially processed. There's going to be a lot of people on tenterhooks waiting to see if their chemical plant extracts the rare earths as expected. And if they don't, then we will have some serious problems in the rare earth sector, and it will actually give a boost to some of the other ones with perhaps less complicated minerals in their deposits.
John, one last comment. You know, I have talked about rare elements on the show now for the past couple of years, and as I mentioned, you know, my wife and I have invested, I own shares in some of the companies that you mentioned. I think of all the sectors in the resource industry right now, I think this one is the most intriguing, personally, from a standpoint of potential profits. Do you think I'm crazy?
No, and I should say I own Quest and Tasman. And one that I didn't mention, Rare Element, it's almost equivalent to Mountain Pass, and that is the most advanced significant light rare earth deposit in the United States. And it's not cheap anymore, but it is so critical that I don't think this company itself will be long for this world.
Okay, and I also have to add, I am also a shareholder in Rare Element Resources. I know the president, Don Ranta, pretty well. I know Jeff Phillips really well. So I am very, very biased when it comes to that. Hope you guys have enjoyed the show this week. Tune in next week. Have a wonderful next 6 days. Talk to you.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.